Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
And I've got to tell you, I'm having a fantastic day. There was an attorney-only meeting in regard to the case against the Crypto Six today. Which means it's weird to me that they can even have attorney-only meetings where the clients, like, literally are not allowed to go. That's weird to me, but whatever. I trust my attorney on this. And in addition to setting a trial date for May of 2022, which is tentative, it was set that early because nobody, or formerly known as Rich Paul, is still being detained, and they want an earlier court date because, you know, he's just sitting in jail.
Yeah, sure.
So who knows what's going to happen with that, but he hasn't even appealed his detention hearing denial yet, so who knows what's going to happen there. But other really good news happened today, and that was, for those who didn't know, last Friday, my attorney filed paperwork requesting an amendment to the conditions of my release.
And today's only Tuesday,
yes.
So, you know, basically 2 business days ago.
Yes.
Yeah, this is lightning speed for the court systems that we're having to deal with right now.
Well, there was a hearing today anyway, and it just happened to be good timing on my attorney's part that he got that, you know, motion in on time. The result of which is that, I mean, the prosecutors objected, probation objected, essentially the government objected.
Mm-hmm.
But it was brought up during the attorney-only meeting today, and the judge told the prosecutors something like, look, this is something you should be able to work out, so work it out, or I will make a decision.
Right, and it's, frankly, I mean, so you're talking about legal stuff, but in reality, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the very idea that they can issue some arrests, and remember, we still live in a country where you are presumed innocent.
Yes.
So innocent people are not allowed to talk to each other, but we are presumed innocent, and we have the right to freedom of speech. And in the process, they're attempting or having some level of success in destroying the largest liberty-oriented talk show in the world.
Well, having some success, yes.
Having some success. I mean, it's not easy. I can tell you that. As
sure.
A guy who's been running this show for some time, this is a royal pain in the butt, not being able to talk to my business partner of 20 years.
But the First Amendment is still highly respected in the courts, and the judge, you know, sided with essentially me and Ian, saying that, yes, we should be allowed to have contact with one another.
And was that the argument, the same argument that Mark brought up last week, just focus on the First Amendment being smashed, and that this is could be a good argument to...
Well, that was largely what my attorney focused on, was the fact that, you know, we do a national radio show together, and we have done a show together for several years. There's freedom of association, which is a constitutionally protected right, and there's freedom of speech, which is similarly a constitutionally protected right. Now, even people who have been sentenced and released still have their First Amendment rights recognized by the courts.
Right.
But we haven't even been sentenced. We haven't even had a trial. We're still presumed innocent.
Right. But the problem is the trial hasn't occurred, and they want to control whatever they can control surrounding the trial. And so communication before sentencing to them makes, you know, limiting communication before that makes sense to them. For the prosecution, because, well, you know, they're trying to create a case, and they don't want the defendants talking and these sorts of things. I'm not a defendant.
Well, the motion that we put in was that, you know, we need to communicate for the purpose of doing Free Talk Live. We admitted during the thing that we will not discuss the case. So that's not an issue to them. It's just a matter of them trusting us. And I think,
well, that's a trust issue, and I can assure you they do not trust you.
I think my supervisory officer trusts me not to do it, but I do think that
If your supervisory officer is listening, I can say that I have talked to you and, you know, I've talked about the case in your presence, and you're like, I just can't talk about that. And you've done it multiple times, so to the point that I remember now, and I don't. But I talk to people about this case all the time.
Well, you're not under restrictions.
I'm not, right?
And I am.
And I talked to an attorney yesterday. I got some good news, too. You've got some good news that maybe we'll all be able to chat again on
the air. Well, I can't say anything about we all, right? This was my attorney doing something on my behalf because I asked him to. What I mean, other people being able to talk to Ian, that's going to be... Ian's attorneys.
Right. A case has to be, you know, a motion has to be filed. But if one works, it seems more likely that more will work. In my case, I can tell you I talked to an attorney, and the attorney said, it appears as though you have committed no crimes. And I like the sound of that.
Wow. That's what attorneys are supposed to say.
Okay.
To be honest. I mean, you don't want an attorney that goes, oh, yeah, you're guilty. You're going in the slammer, bud.
Well, I mean, to some extent, you do if you've committed a crime.
You know? I don't know. It seems like you wouldn't.
Okay. Well, all I can say is I had a frank conversation with about what occurred and my role in it with an attorney.
Sure.
And she said, you appear not to have committed any crimes. So there you go.
Right, but again, I would have to take that with a grain of salt because, I mean, that really is what attorneys are supposed to say when they are seeking a possible defendant
right.
to represent. But regardless, the prosecutors ended up calling my attorney about half an hour after the hearing today. I was like, okay, look, we'll back down on this. We'll give you the terms that you requested. We'll agree to all of that. All we ask is that we have some way of monitoring when this happens, some way of checking in with us to let us know that, you know, to notify us that Arya is going to Ian's house to do the show or to discuss staffing or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm not a fan of that, but I'll agree to that if it gets the ball rolling and if it gets me over to Leverett Street to carry on the job that I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, which obviously makes some of what I've done here sort of irrelevant, except for the fact that you still can't have contact with Ian. Melanie still can't have contact with Ian. So there is still a need for a show here. Plus, there's no reason that I can't just host, you know, She Talk Live here on Wednesday nights or whatever.
Right. I think that it's a good thing to have a secondary studio, and it's a good thing to use it in the same way that if you have muscles, you ought to use them.
Sure.
That frankly, it's laughable that we didn't have one up to this point.
Well, we did. It just had to be converted into a broadcast studio.
Well, we didn't, because we didn't. You know?
We didn't have a broadcast studio, no, but if you think it was coincidence that over the last 6 months I put together a music studio, then you're crazier than I am.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, with a matter of a few simple rerouted cables, we were able to do a show. There was some equipment that turned out to not be quite up to the task that had to be replaced.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Glad to see it gone.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's not actually gone.
It's gone. I can see it.
It's just stowed away somewhere because I don't know what I'm going to do with it now. Since it worked really well as a compressor for you when you were doing the show from another state.
Yeah.
It's not up to the task of actually being a vocal processor in studio, though.
I see.
But anyway, I'm hoping that by the end of the week, and my attorney expects by the end of the week, that I will be able to actually communicate with my employer.
Sounds good.
Yes, it does sound good. I mean, I can communicate with one of them. And, of course, there was some gray area about that with you possibly being a potential witness. But my attorney already took care of that. So,
right. And if you can talk to me as I'm a potential witness, one would presume that Ian's attorney can get it so that he can talk to me in the same capacity. And so, you know. Again, we'd have to, the situation where we're not supposed to talk about the case and these kind of things, which, you know, it's funny that we talk about it on the air. We don't talk about it, you know.
Well, we don't talk about the case on the air. We talk about these circumstances that the case has created.
Okay.
But we don't talk about the case details or any of that. Now, okay. I mean, all of that's verified going back, you know, to March the 15th. We haven't talked about the details of the case at all. But the circumstances.
I may have.
Well, you may have, but you're not forbidden from doing so.
Yes.
But the rest of us are just talking about these circumstances created by the case that, you know, cause me to have to do a show from here, that cause you to have to do a show from here, to just create all manner of chaos. I am building up an alarming amount of audio equipment. I mean, you brought some today. I'm just looking at it like, I have enough mixers at this point
yeah.
to build a third studio for Free Talk Live.
Well, that's the point.
It is the point, and that's why you brought them out, and that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
Cut one head off to Romanet's place. What are your thoughts on all of this? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call online. You're welcome to join in, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
You seem to be a bit zoned out there. Are you watching yourself on the cameras again?
I am used to going third. In the other studio, for whatever reason, second chair generally says their name last. It doesn't make any sense, but it's true.
We can switch it up.
No.
I've never noticed. Interesting.
Well, you know, back in the day when I was more concerned about creating a brand for myself and all those sorts of things, I wanted to be last so that I could go, and Mark, or whatever it is, like stretch it out or, you know, make what, you know, be more memorable. Last thing you hear, being more memorable. And now, you know, I don't care.
Your brand now is interesting, to say the least. But it's been successful, at least last year it was successful. We're waiting to see tomorrow the talkers will release their 2021 list.
The Heavy 100 is what they call it, and it's the 100 most important talk shows in the nation. Free Talk Live has never slipped down a position. Not to say that no other show hasn't. Certainly they have. Many shows have gone up and gone down.
Sure.
Free Talk Live very likely will be considered an even more important show. I don't know how far we'll jump up, but I suspect we'll go up. I'm happy with whatever position we get. I'm not trying to.
We were number 25 last year, correct?
We were number 25. I love being in the top 25.
It's a good place to be.
I don't want to seem presumptuous or anything, but what I would say is if I was one of the people judging is that the show that premiered Bitcoin. The first media in the world to talk about Bitcoin. That's Free Talk Live, and ladies and gentlemen, bring it on if you have some dispute to that. December 28th, 2010 is the oldest reference I've seen to Bitcoin on the air, and I believe that's it. That's the oldest show. The oldest show, the show that has been talking about Bitcoin the longest, has now been, many hosts have been arrested for buying and selling Bitcoin. That sounds
allegedly.
Well, I don't know what the reasons are, but, you know, or the show's so dangerous the FBI has to shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, that's the argument that I would take.
For the second time, by the way.
If I wasn't one of the ones being already indicted.
I like it. Let's use it in our advertising. The show's so dangerous, the FBI had to shut it down.
Twice. As Conan points out.
Yeah. I don't know that they didn't really shut us down the first time. They upgraded the studio.
It broadcast that night.
Yeah, we broadcast that night.
And they only shut us down for one night this time.
It's true, but...
But the show wasn't fully operational.
We did a podcast that on that night, and the show really was very staticky on the radio for a few nights. It was awful, and who knows how many affiliates we lost in that time frame. So, yeah, we have to. It's hard to say. Maybe
that's my job now, right?
I say
to rebuild.
Yes,
and I plan to get started on that soon, immediately after the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Forkfest festivals. Bitcoin is definitely important, though. And any show that, you know, has heavily promoted Bitcoin, you said as early as December of 2010.
Yep. I'd love to say 2010, even if it was the third to last day.
Yeah, I guess it was, wasn't it? But the year 2020 may be remembered as the year that Bitcoin went mainstream. I don't believe that to be true. And I really hate Fox News. They hate my ad walk. A new study from Chain Analysis shows that America's pocketed a whopping $4.1 billion in Bitcoin profits last year, more than any other country. China was second, with more than $1 billion in Bitcoin profits.
I thought they outlawed Bitcoin. China's outlawed Bitcoin like a dozen times.
They outlawed businesses and registered entities from selling Bitcoin. They took sort of the opposite approach that the United States government took, which is essentially prohibiting the average Joe from selling Bitcoin. In China, the average Joe can sell Bitcoin, but Third Bank of China or whatever can't.
Well, what China's doing is they're using their large population, their large middle class, against the United States in warfare and in a financial warfare that American financial investors, they don't understand. They're like, oh, China's banned it again. Because every time, you know, this whole group, new group of noobs comes in and says, Bitcoin's great. I can make super duper profits, which isn't the reason to get into Bitcoin, but it certainly is the reason the vast majority of people get into Bitcoin.
But you haven't profited until you've sold, and then it's an asset, not a currency.
Right, and so they get in, they buy, China says, no more Bitcoin, and, you know, for the dozenth time, and they're like, oh my God, Bitcoin's been ruined.
Yep.
And then they get out, the weak hands get out, and then more Bitcoin goes over to the Chinese because the Chinese are like, oh, we already know that this is what's going to happen. They're, you know, they're just talking big in order to, you know, get American investors to sell at a loss.
Well, it didn't appear to work because America's made four times the amount of money in
2020.
Bitcoin.
But they did their, China did their little thing in 2021.
Well, they did it in 2020 as well. I mean, there's regularly news reports about China banning Bitcoin.
Some get more traction than others. If Bitcoin's on a bull run at the time, it gets a lot more press than if it's just, you know,
ho-hum. If Bitcoin was in the middle of a bull run, I believe, at the time. Of course, I'm not following crypto these days, so I don't even know what it's at right now. But as I understand it, it
very
fell
low.
To,
32,000.
Oh, very low. Oh, that is kind of low.
It is kind of low.
But
it's half of what it jumped up to, so who knows?
I have faith in cryptocurrency, though. Published Monday, this study notes that it's impossible to know for sure where the parties of Bitcoin transactions are located due to the decentralized nature of the platform. That's not entirely true. Still, the researchers were able to get a good estimate using transaction data from the services that Chainalysis tracks. This includes deposits, withdrawals, and web traffic from various cryptocurrency exchanges. The data showed that despite lockdown orders and high unemployment in 2020, Americans poured more money into Bitcoin than a year prior, due in part to the pandemic. I hope it's because Americans took what was not financial advice, but was just a general suggestion to use the stimulus checks they got from the government to buy Bitcoin. Anyone who did that bought Bitcoin when it was about $7,700. I think it was around the 1st of May that the stimulus checks started hitting the first time. And even if, you know, Bitcoin is down to $32,000 right now.
Yeah, it's still more than quadruple.
Yeah, you still more than quadrupled your USD holdings in Bitcoin.
Yeah, it was either them stimmy checks being used on GameStop.
GameStop.
Yeah, I got it wrong. Or Dogecoin. And I think that is the quintessential young person getting those checks, and it's like, what the hell do I do with this?
Yeah.
I used to live in a mom's house, and they don't have too many bills, and they're like, I'm just going to blow it on cryptocurrency.
To me, the GameStop and Dogecoin rallies, I hope that Bitcoin doesn't get caught up in that, because to me, those are jokes. That's the internet.
Well, the GameStop one was important. You know, that was showing that, you know, these decentralized tools that allowed the average individual to become an investor and to affect Wall Street prices and stock prices was important. It gave them control over these factors that they weren't supposed to have control over.
And they took that control.
They did.
And now they don't.
Well, I think the biggest lesson from all that is the little guy learned that they could work together to take down these large entities, and that's exactly what happened.
And that's an important lesson. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You're welcome to join the show. 603-283-6160. This is...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling off an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with the group of Senate Republicans after progress stalled. An administration official saying that his focus will be in a separate set of negotiations with a bipartisan bill. The two suspects accused of killing 6-year-old Aiden Leos on a California freeway last month are now facing charges.
I am charging Marcus Anthony Ariz with murder with the enhancement of the penalty of discharging a firearm causing death.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer there. Both charges have a punishment of life in prison. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapping up her two-day trip to Central America. Harris spending time in Guatemala on Monday and Mexico on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Add Texas to the list of states that is banning vaccine passports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Labor Department survey found that there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1.1 million more than were reported back in March. That on the heels of a lackluster jobs report that came out last Friday, which showed only 559,000 jobs were added in May. Over 650,000 were expected by the economists. This as the U.S. economy is starting to open up again and many employers saying they are having a hard time filling positions. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And I'm hoping that people out there are enjoying the new kitty cam that we have set up. Obviously, the LRN studio had the Studio Beast cam that was on Jazzy Girl. And last night...
Studio Beast?
Yeah, that was what she was called.
Was it? I thought it was called the Jazzy Cam.
But it was, but she was Jazzy the Studio Beast. It was Jazzy Cam.
Oh.
But cats aren't like that. They're not just going to sit in their bed. But she Rainbow and Jenner both ended up coming out last night. And Rainbow did pretty much then what she did now, which was just sit in my lap talking the entire show.
Oh, yeah. She's a meower.
Yeah. Well, she's not normally, but we're out here talking.
She's trying to talk over us?
No, she wants to be part of the conversation. She wants to be, I mean, cats like imitating humans. They like to be part of whatever humans are doing. So she sees me out here talking.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks, oh, okay, well, this is what we're doing now. We're going out here and we're talking. So she comes out here, she starts talking. More than I've ever heard her talk. Luckily, the mics don't pick it up, but even if they did, you know.
Yeah, she's going to town. I don't know how I feel about calling them beasts. Like,
well, she's not a beast.
Well...
I mean, she's a. I'm not going to say what I've labeled her, but if you want to know, check out dlive.freetalklive.com. There is a special camera set up pretty much just for her, or for dinner, whichever one gets to my lap first.
And if I had a donkey, I would refer to it as the beast, but not my dog or cat. And I'm the guy who's not really. I'm not a crazy pet person like you are.
Well, I'm definitely not referring to Rainbow as a beast.
I don't even refer to my chickens as beasts. They're chicken. They're little raptors, yes, but not beasts.
Well, as anyone watching the video has seen, Rainbow is about as far from a beast as you can get, unless you're a spider.
I
So beast is an old term that describes, I would call it something, a mammal.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that it's not accurate and correct in the correct usage of the term, but I mean, you know, words do evolve, and you know,
sure.
I think we have moved to into a new era of, you know, cat moms and cat dads, and you know, it's like calling your kid a beast.
I assume that was why Jazzy was called the Studio Beast, though. It's because she was the sweetest, most gentlest dog I've ever met. The idea of referring to her as some sort of beast, like some sort of menacing predator, it just made her that much more adorable.
I guess I'll buy that argument.
At any rate, there is a studio cat now, apparently, and I presumably will be joined by the other one at some point.
Cross her fingers, might get the other one out, too.
But because of all of this, I was like, okay, well, we need a camera for the cat, because it's the Internet. The Internet loves cats. So I decided to go ahead and update all of the cameras to 1080p. So for the first time, as far as I know.
Except mine.
Except yours. I didn't know it was only 720 until after my fourth trip to the store today, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going back there again. But that's going to get taken care of, so no biggie. I just happen to still have it, and as you see, I remember to buy a stand for it.
Well, only being in here once a week, I can tell you that it's already light years advanced from where it was. And so I'm always impressed coming in here and seeing, you know, all the new gadgets and the great sound and the great video, and the beast cam.
Well. Yeah, let's call it that for terrestrial radio.
Get on the D-Live and you can see what it's really called.
But let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo. Yo. Did I get a call and response from your cat?
We got to get headphones for the cat. That's the next thing to buy.
The cat.
No, that is not my cat.
Yeah, the cat can't hear you.
Oh,
so what's on your mind today,
headphones
David?
Are a terrible thing. Well, I got two questions. One's involving the website economy, and the other one had to do with Bitcoin. I guess I'll start with the website. I used to sell advertising, and whether it was print ads or whether it was media, whether radio or television, there was always like possibly you were lucky to get a 1.5% rate of return. So whether it's in hits on your pop-up ads or whether it's people responding to TV ads or whatever, 1.5%. I heard that Trump's blog collapsed the other day because he had only garnered 2,000 subscribers.
What? That doesn't sound right at all.
5%. Yeah, 1.5% rate of return of 2,000 people is meaningless. And since he never does any of the work, he would have hired a staff of 20 or 50 to manage his blog. And he, obviously he'd go bankrupt in a heartbeat with only 2,000 subscribers.
Yeah, but can't he front that? I mean, even if it's losing money, you'd think that he would. He's an egotistical guy. I mean, he would want his blog to thrive, even if he was paying into it.
Yeah, he'd hire a bunch of
bots to work as subscribers.
Yeah, to just to hit it. I don't know what to think about all that. It surprises me that it would really be disastrous if Trump got 2,000 views on his blog.
So how long? All right, so the blog has been shut down.
Subscribers.
How long was it up?
Subscribers. Yeah, I know, it's pitiful. It's amazing. Well, the other thing regarding Bitcoin, I've said for a long time now that China is not a communist country. They're basically a rental ground for all of the sweatshops of the world. And so the people that
tell that to Bangladesh.
Beg pardon?
Tell that to Bangladesh.
Well, some of them have, but China is still, they've still got sweatshops. And, but the idea that the Chinese citizens that invested in Bitcoin, I think you were mentioning that some of them were frozen out, that they were no longer allowed to take part in it. And whether it was viewed as trying to smuggle money out of China through Bitcoin, now that's one part of the economy. But if I understand right, the power sources for the blockchain, there are at least six different coal-fired plants in northern China that basically power the blockchain, right? And so China is getting an income from the electricity that's being developed, but they want to clamp down on the very usage of that electricity. So it really is counterproductive. So I'm just wondering if anybody's looked at that.
I have not. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about what China is doing or what the Chinese people are doing
it's
or the
relevant.
Chinese government is doing.
Yeah, it's relevant and worth checking out. The best I've seen is that, yeah, exactly what you're saying is so. Is that, yeah, yes, most of the Bitcoin mining is done in China, probably because of an inefficient power grid. Don't forget, there's a lot of power that's wasted. Not like every bit of power that is created in a power grid prior to Bitcoin wasn't just used up.
Yeah, this is not just China power companies. This is power companies across the country, the world,
yeah.
That are basically, hey, why don't we mine some cryptocurrency while we're at it? Because we have energy that's just getting used up and not being used at all. So let's take advantage.
Loves the idea that they're so industrialized that power is cheap there. So that's the reason it sort of coalesced there.
Well, isn't power cheap there because everything is kind of cheap there?
Sure.
Because we're still in they're still in the process of lifting the average Chinese person out of poverty.
Or is it because they're still burning coal, like, you know,
that too.
Like we should be doing.
Well, we are.
Except
well,
we're hampered by all these green deals that are keeping us basically tied down to this new system, this new deal.
Well, if you think about the Federal Reserve and their management of the paper money, coins don't really need very much management because they just flat exist. But something like the paper money wears out a lot faster than the coins. And so when you start looking at the economics of the Treasury Department versus the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve was given their charter to charge us interest on our own money because the paper money wears out faster. And
I got to cut you off, David, because we're heading out to break. But yes, they definitely charge us interest on our. Well, they charge interest.
The Federal Reserve had a series of $1 coins that they recently had out, the presidential series, and that was a Federal Reserve coin as opposed to the Sacagawea $1 that was a Treasury coin. Neither one could get adoption.
603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you're welcome to call in and join the conversation, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about
our... I'm used to that.
Sorry. I want to tell you about our Matrix server. You can find it at matrix.lrm.fm or chat.freetalklive.com. It is the official chat server for Free Talk Live. It's on a federated Mastodon server controlled entirely by Free Talk Live. Again, chat.freetalklive.com. It allows you to connect with other listeners, with hosts of the show. I'm even back on there because I requested permission to administrate freetalklive.com, which obviously includes chat.freetalklive.com. So a lot of these show hosts are there. You can chat with us. I'm not really active on it because I'm a little too busy to be sitting around chatting with people. And really, there's just a lot of trolls there. But they are really entertaining, and it's not a bad bunch of people.
Oh, no, it's nice, folks. It's been worse in, you know, Free Talk Live listeners chatting in other locations. This is tame by comparison.
And no one can kick you off of it. Well, presumably...
We can.
Yeah, but we wouldn't.
Our policies are more lax than most places on the internet.
I would say considerably more so.
We believe in free speech, not to say that we believe in all speech.
And it's good timing for me because we haven't been broadcasting to Facebook for the last several nights, and I wasn't aware of this until today, but that's because the Facebook Free Talk Live page was connected to our streaming service through my Facebook account. And as usual, I'm now suspended from Facebook.
I never get suspended.
Yeah, well, I get suspended.
If you look at my
routinely
account, I've been posting pictures of flowers for the last week.
What is up with that, Mark? I've seen that. I mean, what's up?
I had no
idea.
Kind of
gay, man.
That my flowers are not gay. Flowers are great.
Some of them are. You know, my
some
you
of
know,
them are gay, or some of them are great.
Some of them are great. You know, my favorite flower ever.
Are you going to sit there and tell me that daffodils aren't gay?
Daffodils are my favorite flower.
Squash flower is my favorite flower.
Oh, it's a pretty flower, yeah, sure.
Big and beautiful.
Big orangey, yellow, sunshine color.
And then it turns into something. Well, you can actually eat the flower. But I mean,
you can.
But then it will also turn into big fruit.
Yep, it's true.
Very phallic.
What about
fruit.
Petunias?
I mean, they're lovely. I like all flowers. I've decided,
you know, like, I'm not going to, I got nothing to hide here. I like flowers, and I think they're wonderful. And what I did was, is I was going to just, you know, my Instagram page, there wasn't a lot going on there, although I spent more time on Insta recently than I've spent on Facebook. I just kind of like to do the trolling, and there's a lot of dancing and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, nobody wants to hear from some 50-year-old libertarian on Instagram, so I'm just going to post pictures of pretty flowers that I see.
So you're going to use Facebook like you would Instagram?
Facebook is somehow federated to Instagram, and my posts were getting put on there. I didn't have any idea that was the case, and now I have to pay closer attention. So, because, I mean, people on Facebook are like, why are you posting all these flowers? And admittedly, it makes less sense to be posting flowers to Facebook than it does to Insta. So there you go.
It was weird when I looked through my feed to see what's happening in the world, what my friends are doing, what the friends that I'm allowed to know what they're doing are doing. It's weird that suddenly here's Mark Edge with just a random flower. And I scroll a little bit further. Here's Mark Edge with another random flower. But Mark, what is going on? And it never occurred to me to ask you, Mark, what's up with the flowers?
Sure, it's there and it's gone. And that's all it's supposed to be. That's, you know, that's what flowers are, is that, you know, you wander by. I don't like the idea of picking flowers.
Sure.
You know, if they've got a good deal on fresh flowers at the grocery store, they're already cut. There's nothing I can do about it. Whatever, I'll throw them, you know, buy them, throw them in a vase. And my wife likes them and, you know, those kind of things. But generally, when it comes to a flower, I won't cut it, any of mine. And lots of flowers in my neighborhood, there's lots of little old ladies, and they're spending a lot of time doing that stuff. And I think it's great. There's this one gal in particular, she's got a prolific garden, and, you know, I mean, I could take a picture in that garden every day of a flower, and I could go 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, you're supposed to deadhead flowers every now and then, get them to grow more flowers.
I'm not an expert in that.
If you want to increase your harvest, your flower harvest, then you actually have to go out there and prune every now and then.
Well, my rhododendrons are going crazy, and I can't, you know, I haven't done it. I don't do anything with them.
Well, I don't have any room for flowers. I have some dandelions. Of course, I have dandelions growing in the shade.
The leaves are edible. They used to be
the whole thing is edible.
They're a salad. Yeah, okay.
But
at any rate, if you're sick of getting kicked off the internet by big tech, as I am, then check it out, chat.freetalklive.com or matrix.lrn.fm. They both go to the same place. It's definitely worth checking out. I mean, because big tech, they have a habit of censoring people. Let's just be real.
I'm surprised you don't have other aliases to log into whenever you or maybe you do.
If Facebook doesn't want me to be on there, I'm not going to be on there. Screw them. I've got better things to do with my time.
Well, generally, that's what I'm doing anyway. But, you know, I mean, all I was saying is my Facebook account never gets banned because I don't do anything there. But
mine consistently does every single June. Every single Pride Month, by June the 6th, I'm on a 30-day ban.
Has June always been Pride Month? I mean, I just noticed this year that all the corporations are like, yay, we're gay and stuff, but only in America because not in the Middle East.
It's been that way for a few years at least. I don't know how long June has been Pride Month, but it's been at least a few years.
So you're the closest thing I got to you know, an employee that or you know, coworker that's gay. What's the conversation like among gay people surrounding the idea that these corporations are doing this Pride Month stuff, and it's like a big deal. And then those same corporations make no mention of it in their Middle Eastern offices.
Are you referring to Bethesda? Because they're popular for this, right? They changed their little square logo into a rainbow-colored flag for all of the countries of the world except Bethesda, Middle East.
Yeah, this is by no means just Bethesda. This is a whole bunch of places. Basically, everybody who's doing business in the Middle East and wants business from the Middle East is not saying rainbow anything.
Well, it's no surprise, right? The Biden administration, despite being supposedly pro-LGBT, has absolutely no problem with doing business with Saudi Arabia, where LGBT people are stoned to death.
Sure.
Or with Pakistan, where, again, LGBT people are stoned to death. Or with Russia, where again, well, they're not stoned to death in Russia.
It ain't pretty.
It's not easy to be an LGBTQ person.
Africa's pretty awful, too. And this is one of the things is that, I mean...
Why are you gay?
This is one of the best places in the world...
It is.
...to be gay. And somehow or another, there's this kind of like, you know, thing about America, and I don't know exactly what.
I don't know exactly what either, because as I try to point out to people that, you know, you have an easy existence being LGBTQ in the United States. And it's not, that may not have been the case in the 80s. It may not have been the case during the 70s, but it's because of activism undertaken by people in the 50s, 60s, and 70s that it is how it is today.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's because their existence are too easy. It's just way too easy. They have too many idle hands.
Well, it's worse than that.
It's too much freedom.
They have no accomplishments, so they buy into this system that allows them to take pride in their characteristics, in the color of their skin, or whatever other characteristics they happen to have, instead of anything they actually say or do or accomplish. It's a participation trophy for life. Oh, you don't have to actually be proud of accomplishing anything. All you have to do is be gay, and you can be proud. You can have the same sense of pride and achievement as the person who built a freaking broadcast studio in 2 weeks.
Just for waking up this morning.
Just for waking up and being gay in the easiest country on the planet.
But when your life is so incredibly easy every single day, it breeds a certain sense of, you know.
Well, a person's understanding of anything, humor, knowledge, science, it's all relative, right? And this is true of their understanding of suffering as well. To a person who's lived one of these luxurious, comfortable lives, sure, their parents arguing...
Somebody calls them a gafer, it's suffering.
Yes, sure. Their parents arguing at the dinner table is going to give them PTSD because they have no idea what actual suffering is like. And they hopefully never will. So they take any sort of minor inconvenience to their lives and they blow it out of proportion because... Everyone wants to feel like a martyr. Everyone wants to feel like they're suffering.
Like a victim.
Well, you hear my phone blowing up there? That's people angry about what I'm saying right now.
I've got a counter to this. So my friend Scott Peeler, long dead. He died in, I think, maybe 1990 of AIDS and all that stuff. I had Christian friends and preachers. I'd talk about this. Like, you know, this is a loss in my life. This is a good friend of mine. And it's like... They'd say things like, it's God's punishment, you know, and there's certainly people out there that still believe that AIDS is God's punishment for being gay and that bad things happen in America because of gay. Like, there's kooks everywhere. I don't know. I mean, to some extent, I've seen some of the problems that gays have, experienced them firsthand, and I'm sick and tired of people, religious people, telling me my friends are going to hell.
Yeah, that's a rude thing to say, whether they believe it to be.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.